sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has extended the end of summer sale, not once, but twice for our listeners. I got a text and an email from him this morning. Said, Randy, based on your listening audience, we want to help them get a head start on their Christmas shopping. We're going to extend the end of summer sale again through the month of October. So for this entire month, you can get out your pad of paper and pencil, your pen, sit down, write out the names of people that you really care about, that you're going to buy a Christmas gift for, and then go to their website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Buy them a pair of slippers, buy them some towels, buy them some bed sheets, whatever is on the website that you'd like to get as a gift. A new MyPillow 2.0, sleep on it every night, love it. One of the things you do is on that website, when you put the items in your cart, you go to checkout. When you go to checkout, you'll see the total retail price of everything you're buying. Then put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space. Trucker Randy, so there's two R's right there side by side, no space, and hit apply. When you hit apply, you'll see that you're going to get 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items in the warehouse, plus free shipping. Now, why do you want to do this now? Because as they get closer and closer to Thanksgiving and then Christmas, they're going to run out of some items in the warehouse. So right now, you've got the best chance, opportunity to get what you want. And get it at a discounted price. Because if you wait, number one, this sale is going to end the end of October. Number two, you may run out of inventory and not be able to get what you're looking for. Now, if you don't want to do it online by going to MyPillow.com, putting in the promo code TruckerRandy to see how much you save, they do have an 800 number that is fully dedicated to this promo code. So when you call 800-654-9659, you'll be talking to a Trucker Randy operator. So now if you want this information, the phone number, as well as the link to the website, as well as the promo code itself, text me MP. My phone is set up to send you this direct screenshot. You'll be able to get it in your phone as a text message. All you got to do is dial the number or go to the website and use the promo code. So just text me MP and I'll send you the link. Easiest way to shop from home, to get your Christmas shopping done. The gifts come, you put them away in the closet, hide them downstairs in the basement, wherever. Get close to Christmas, bring them out, wrap them, and put them under the tree. We're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about a post from Patrick Kobach. Very interesting what's going on. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. This post on Twitter X by former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach. Somebody I consider a close friend. and somebody that I was in the basement of the TCF Center back on the election night, November of 2020. We were there as poll challengers to be able to stand and watch what the people were doing, counting absentee ballots for the city of Detroit and Wayne County in the basement of the TCF Center. We saw it with our own eyes. Well, Pat says in this post, as many of you are aware, I've been investigating election fraud from the outside looking in ever since 2020 election. In fact, I wrote a book in 2022 to share what I had discovered in an attempt to inform the general public that the 2020 election was a selection, not an election. I believe that time has proven the validity of the assertions that I made in my book, The 2020 Coup, What Happened, What Can We Do? And they have become more and more compelling with each passing day. In fact, there are now many good books on how America was stolen by the enemies of America during the 2020 election. Well, that's all well and good, but if you only have time to read one book on election fraud, read the book by Ralph Pezzullo, P-E-Z-Z-U-L-O, entitled Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide. In his book, Ralph leverages decades of investigative work led by Martin Rodill and Gary Bernstein. Bernstein gives us testimony from insiders that include Venezuelan whistleblowers responsible for the manipulation of election results. This all started down in Venezuela years ago. I am confident that the findings captured in Ralph's book will be in court exhibits in the very near future. Justice is coming. In the book, Pezzullo features exhibits A through Z. Even if you don't have the time to read this book, please share this link and let others know about it. This is not an exaggeration to assert that the future of our constitutional republic depends upon the general public knowing what Ralph shares in his book. Kind of interesting because stolen elections, the takedown of democracies worldwide. Well, it's a very interesting post because Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, U.S. Department of Justice, has subpoenaed certain qualified voting records from our current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Now, Benson did not provide the subpoena documents, quote, and stating that the information that Pam Bondi has requested has our personal private information on it, and therefore she will not share it with Bondi. Well, what information is exactly on these documents that Benson claims is our personal private information? Our date of birth, which everybody has, the last four digits of our Social Security numbers, our driver's license number, and our address. As to what is actually in the qualified voter files in the state of Michigan, which identifies us as being residents of our state. She's not asking for citizenship status. She's not asking for birth certificates. She's not asking for any of that. She wants to see what's on the qualified voter files based on identifying the real people that's on the qualified voter file list here in the state of Michigan. Benson says, take me to court. She wants a liberal judge to hear the case. So it's very interesting how this is all playing out. And now comes out this book, Ralph Pezzullo, Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide. Pat provided a link here. Let me click on this for us. I believe it takes you directly to Amazon. Yes, it does. The paperback version of the book is $19.99 with free shipping from Amazon. The synopsis on Amazon regarding the book, pretty interesting. Ripped from the pages of a spy novel comes a nonfiction account of an international conspiracy against freedom for every current and future American voter. It's being called the greatest criminal conspiracy in history. Back in 2019, two U.S. government whistleblowers investigating the Venezuelan government's involvement in drug trafficking and money laundering inadvertently discovered an international conspiracy to influence elections in the United States, as well as 70 other countries around the world. Stolen Elections describes how, according to these whistleblowers, the plot began with help and advice of Fidel Castro to Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and his successor, Nicolas Maduro, who developed and then rolled out a system of election fraud that was virtually undetectable. It was first used to steal the Venezuelan referendum of 2004 and subsequently penetrated the electoral systems of other Latin American countries, facilitating the elections of a string on left-leaning candidates in their respective countries. This malware, this is malware that they're referring to, which is basically an embedded program that you can put into people's computers, especially election computers, was quickly brought north and deployed across electoral districts throughout the United States in collaboration with election software companies that use variations of the same source code that was developed in Venezuela. And then installed in voting machines with parts manufactured where? China. The criminal conspiracy that started with Cuba and Venezuela grew to include China, Iran, Serbia, all countries interested in undermining the United States by sowing mistrust and division. Stolen Elections describes how the criminal conspirators have been determining the winners of U.S. elections in our country since 2006. What's more shocking is that the criminal conspiracy avoided detection by America's over $1 trillion national security and intelligence apparatus. It wasn't until two very skilled, determined, and courageous government whistleblowers penetrated the conspiracy by recruiting the actual software engineers who designed the system and brought the results of their investigation to the attention of the U.S. Department of Justice and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. New York Times bestselling author Ralph Pezzullo takes readers through the incredible risk and challenges whistleblowers Martin Rodil and famed former CIA operation officers Gary Berntsen faced as they conducted their investigations and the initial rejection that they faced from members of Congress, from both members, both political party members. Also, they were rejected by the FBI and the CIA during the Obama-Biden administrations. When they first presented their evidence, which they had collected, is all laid out in the book Stolen Elections. Lays out the complex corporate front that the criminal conspiracy operated behind, the methods they used to manipulate election results in specific key election districts, and how these whistleblowers and civilian cyber experts finally blocked the criminal conspirators in their efforts to steal, once again, the 2024 election. Stolen Election has been called essential reading for all those who value freedom. So I'm going to pull this link up from my Twitter X account of Pat Colbeck's post, and I'm going to copy the link. If you text me SE for Stolen Elections, I will send you the link back where you can buy the book on Amazon. He tagged in this post, everybody at the Department of Justice, including Attorney General Pam Bondi. He also copied Jocelyn Benson. So it's going to be very, very interesting when this information gets out there. Again, this post just came basically an hour ago. Again, text me SE and I'll make sure I send you the link. Let's see. Yes. I'm sorry. I got a text message here. I wanted to make sure I got it. Okay, got it. It did go through. Very good. The link is now working. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's